holy letters of the Rebbe, Volume 9. This is letter number 2860, Baruch Hashem. And this is dated the 17th day of Menachem Av, and in Tovshin Yudala, Brooklyn, New York. Harav Achos, with the title, Moreinu Rav Nissen Nemenov Shichi. We just had a previous letter, just a few letters ago to him. Let's just... Mavrocha, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe says, in the yeshiva, they learn a certain tractate every year, whatever they choose to learn. And he was asking the Rebbe, which tractate he was in. Again, he was the head of the yeshiva, the mashpia, in Brunois, near Paris. He asked the Rebbe, which tractate of Talmud should they study the following year? So the Rebbe says, well, it's known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, a person should always learn where his heart desires. Matter of fact, the Rebbe answered me that in 1973, I asked the Rebbe that I wanted to go to France to learn in the yeshiva over there. And the Rebbe answered me exactly with these words. We know the statement of our sages, a person should learn where his heart desires. If you want to go to France, go ahead. And that's what these exact words the Rebbe told me. Yeah. Okay. What?
In some of the letters, his kids want to come to New York to study, yeah. And he says no.
Yeah, listen, that's right. There's no one answer for it. It's not one size fits all. Everybody gets their own answer. So I'm not saying that you can't necessarily, you can get a general view of the Rebbe's outlook on things, but it doesn't mean that everything said to everybody. Most students at that time, Rebbe would tell them to go ahead and ask the Hanhola, to ask the leadership. But, sometimes the Rebbe made exceptions, I found in my case, the Rebbe made several exceptions and gave me unusual answers. And, and the Rebbe probably, for sure, he knew my soul, he knew my needs, and he answered everybody according to their needs. So the Rebbe says, do what they want. So the Rebbe says, if the students have sort of a, they're tilting for a certain particular tractate, so the Rebbe says, it's proper, let's fulfill their will. Provided, look how they're doing, if there is Gemaras that are found for that tractate, because, things for him, books were not as available as they have today, But over there, the Rebbe says, if there are Gemaras, if there are tractates available for them to study, you can't choose a tractate that they like, and then you don't have any Talmud to give them to study from. Okay. Now, he is telling the Rebbe about his birthday. And I'm going to I'm going to say it on record, that the Rebbe gave him also a blessing for his previous birthday. I remember with Rebbe Nissen Nemenov. The Rebbe says that let it be, that this should be a successful year, both physical and spiritually, and also in your general matters, which is your work, which is the work of heaven, the work of Hashem, and also in your personal matters, good health. And the Rebbe says, maybe see the Maimer that begins with the words Hashem Svosei Tiftach of Yud Aleph Nissen Tavshin Yud Beis, which is based on the Maimer Hashem Svosei Tiftach in the Maimore Moharash in Tov Resh Chav Zayin. The Rebbe says, look over there. And the Rebbe says, I want to point out and I want to illuminate that based on what it's explained in the Holy Tanya in chapter 26, so chapter 51 of Tehillim is the idea to reach to the level of true joy by Hashem. So the Rebbe is doing a whole bunch of things over here. First of all, the Rebbe is telling him about being joyful, true joy by Hashem. But the Rebbe says it's in chapter 51 of the Tehillim that the Holy Tanya in chapter 26 explains how one can come to true joy, because over there first it says Lev Nishbar V'Nitke, he talks about David HaMelech, the chapter 51 of Tehillim, and he says, after the bitterness, you come to real, true joy in Hashem. The Rebbe discusses there that in essence, one needs to be joyful. But, you know, sometimes in order to be joyful, you have to feel first, you know, a reckoning for your standing, from where you are, being bitter about your failures, about your mistakes, and then you can come to the true joy. That's based on this chapter 251, which David HaMelech first discusses his broken heart, and then how he became joyful. So he turned, I bet you, 51 that year. He turned 51. So the Rebbe, he turned 50. And therefore, the Rebbe is telling him, so he's going to be doing chapter 51. Mm-hmm. So the Rebbe is attaching this chapter 51, that true joy that he should experience. The Rebbe blesses him with success in all the above. The Rebbe says, I look forward for good news as far as actual, from your good actuality. The Rebbe wanted practical, your good deeds, that as it fitting to my above mentioned letters, the letters that the Rebbe has written to him. In our, see, because by us we don't have these letters. Well, I know that we had letters from before, but apparently in those three dots are hidden that the Rebbe writes them about the letters, and that's why over here there's a reference to my above letters, but we don't have the reference because we didn't get that piece of the letter. So that must be talking
if
about.
If you want to study the Talmud or something, you don't have to go in order with the tractates.
No.
You can just jump and choose and pick and do that.
No way. I mean, if a person will do that, then you would never. No, you can start any tractate. It doesn't mean that. I mean, even in the Chumash and even any Sefer, you know. I mean, you may be served better, you know, covering everything first, but it's not a requirement, not a necessity.